Welcome, everyone. This is Fred, K2AJ, in 5 minutes at the top of the hour. We're going to be starting the Saturday evening rag chew on this birthday of Scars Voigt. And we're going to have two net hosts tonight, and K2AJ, myself, and KB9EWG, David. I just want to check and see if there's anybody out there that needs this channel for emergency purposes. Please notify me now. This is K2HA.
And just letting you know, Fred, I'm here and ready and roaring to go. KB9EWG standing by for the start of the right chew.
Okay, David, I'll get us started and say a few words, and then we'll get a few check-ins, and I'll pass it on to you, okay? If that's all right by yourself.
Sounds good. You'll take a few, and I'll take a few, we'll run it together. Sounds like a fun thing to do there, my friend. And happy anniversary to Scars. This is KB9EWG.
Welcome to the South Coast Amateur Radio Service Saturday Evening Rag Chew, which begins now at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this January 5th, 2019, our first net of the new year for the Rag Chew. And want to say happy birthday to everybody who was a mover and shaker and everybody that's helped support South Cars over the years, 11 years. A lot of people have been involved donating their time. Those of you that are looking at the website, and I encourage you to do so, you might want to check and see there are some movers and shakers pictured there. The three primary people that helped get it started, Ron, WA4HWN, Gordon, KY6E, and Bill, WD5KAE, are all co-founders of the South Cars, VOIP version. Okay, let me reset here so we can continue with the preamble. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Cars organization, which is organized, which follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This net is a caring connecting net where we seek to have hams around the world, just share informal updates, have fun, show concern about each other, fellowship with each other, make new friends, which is really important, and of course, chew on that old rag. The South Car server is on the Great Lakes Reflector System, kindly provided by KB8ZGL, that's Zulu Great Lakes, and that's a big part of South Cars VOIP, that the stability of that server. And all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net hosts. For personal traffic with another station that doesn't involve everyone else, please move off this system, establish your contact direct, so the net may continue unimpeded. Since this is a rag chew net, we do encourage stations to stay around, participate in the ongoing conversation, bring up new subjects, make suggestions, comments, etc. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in, and new stations will be included as soon as possible. Information regarding our HF operation on 40 meters may be found at southcars.com. And, of course, for our digital operation, at scarsvoip.com, scarsvoip.com. I am Fred, K2AK, one of your hosts for this session, and the second one will be David, 89, EWG. I'm in Broomall, Pennsylvania. He's in La Crosse, Wisconsin. If there's any emergency traffic or critical announcements, please come now. Okay, nothing there. SCARS is celebrating their birthday anniversary on this day. The 5th was the first net, and we'll be saying more about that later. Do we have anyone else celebrating their birthday or anniversary this week or last week? Okay, again, nothing heard. You know, it is kind of interesting that I was reading up on some of the naysayers who, after the announcement of SCARS coming to Echolink, there was a bunch of people that were writing on QRZ, etc., you know, saying, oh, it's going to die, it's never going to happen, and it's not ham radio, etc., etc. Yeah, very interesting, the naysayers, but there were a lot of positive people. I think there were more positive comments than there were negative comments. Let me reset here. And I was just looking at this one here, talking to a guy who thought that a low atomic nuclear explosion above would wipe everything out and only ham radio would exist. So this guy was saying in response, you're free to favor the opinion over mine. It certainly doesn't bother me that people feel that way about the internet, but that's a very vocal minority. If he wants to hold on to his mantra that VoIP is not ham radio, so be it. We as hams have the duty to use any technology available to us that will help us communicate effectively. I thought that was well put. That was back in 2008. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Let's see here. I see that VA3JYE, Jay is on the line. Would you like to say hello, Jay?
K2HA, VA3JYE. Good evening, Fred, and everybody on SCARS, and happy anniversary. I missed this morning's net. Well, I got in just at the last minute and didn't get a chance to say happy anniversary. So anyway, we really enjoy the Saturday night net here, the Rag Chew. And yeah, so that gives me an opportunity to say happy anniversary, and I thoroughly enjoy it. Ever since I joined back in the summer, Fred, really enjoyed it. Love the nets, and really cool bunch of guys here. So anyway, with that, just let me reset for one sec. The weather temperature here today is 36 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's been mostly cloudy all day, and what snow we had a day or two ago is now all gone with the warm weather, and we did have some rain. I'm not sure if, Fred, if you know, it is Jay here, Juliet Alpha Yankee Echo. SCARS number is Echo 2513. So that's about all to report here, Fred. Thanks for letting me in. Appreciate that. I'm just going to ride along. and listen to everyone else. And again, I hope everyone has a good weekend and a good week there next week. So I'll be listening here, Fred. So back to you. K2HA, BA3JYE.
Okay, thank you very much, Jay, for stopping by tonight. Thank you for listening. Also, you might learn something about South Cars. I know I've learned a lot by doing some research. Before he goes to bed, let's head over to London and speak to Glenn, okay? M6GSN. This is K2HA.
Thank you very much there, Fred. Happy birthday to Scarps VoIP. 11 years. I didn't even know it was going for 11 years until my good friend David KB90WG told me a little while ago. So happy birthday to the VoIP group here. I'm just making my own a quick over. Like I said, just wish you guys a happy birthday. And back to you there, Fred.
Okay, Glenn, well, I realize it's late, and thank you so much for checking in with us. We greatly appreciate it. Come on back often, and you can just leave it running in the background as you doze off to sleep. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, with the South Cars Saturday Evening Rag Show on the 11th birthday celebration here of South Cars, the VoIP version. Let's go over to David and give him the microphone for a while. KB9EWG, take it away.
Well, Fred, you make it so easy to participate with you. Thank you so much. Good evening to you, and good evening to all on South Cars. KB9EWG, Echo 2289 is my South Cars number. Currently it's 42 degrees, clear skies, and 68% humidity in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And, happy anniversary to Scars. This morning, NO70 had mentioned, I think it was George mentioned, the roast that was done to Gardner a couple years back. And I went to the podcast this morning and listened to that. And, boy, I heard a voice from the past that brought a tear to my eyes. I heard Tom, KC2THO, who is the one responsible for me becoming part of Scars. He's the one that got me involved, and here I am. So, Tom, I miss you, man. Anyways, we'll start taking check-ins. Let's see. Who's on the list here? Let's see if WN4V is there and ready to speak up and say something. WN4V, you got anything to add to it tonight? This is KB90WG. Okay, well, I guess he's not there, so I'll just take check-ins. Anybody want to check in? Come ahead with your suffix now. This is KB90WG, Net Control, for the Saturday Evening Reg Show. Should say co-Net Control. So, anybody want to check in? Come now, please.
Six, Vector.
Well, good evening to you, Gordon, and happy anniversary to Scars. Go ahead there, Gordon. This is KB90WG.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everybody. KY6V here. Sort of a coolish South Florida. We've got a cold wave that has come upon us. I think we had a high today of about 77. Currently 65 and supposed to get down to 57. Now, that's pretty warm for a lot of you guys up north, but it's on the chilly side and not normal for us with the thin blood down here on this end of the world. I wanted to comment on Fred's comments about the naysayers. That was a lot of fun to some degree. It was frustrating in others back in the days when that was all happening, Fred. But I wanted to bring to everybody's attention, there is an article that we purposely leave on our website. It's found on the home page over on the left sidebar, and it is called Why Use VoIP. It was written by a good friend of ours, a friend of Southgar's, a friend of mine, who's a school teacher down in Fort Myers, Florida. Now, let me buy a nickel. His name is Paul, and his call is N4FTD, like in the florist. Any rate, he wrote an epistle to the Ephesians, particularly because at the time that he wrote it, these naysayers were, you know, trying to gallop. And we decided we were going to throw some arrows. So take a look if you're interested in some of the things that have gone by in the past. Back to you, David, and thank you from KY6V.
Well, I definitely will check that out when I get done running things here this evening with Fred. It's a pleasure co-hosting with Fred there, and I appreciate doing so. I'll pick up one more, and I'll toss it back to Fred there. Anybody else wishing to check in? Come ahead now with your suffix. This is KBNEWC with the South Carolina's Evening Right 2.
Delta Yankee.
Well, good evening. Probably good morning to you, Robert, VK2DY. And welcome to the South Carolina's Anniversary Show of Evening Right 2. Go ahead there, Robert. This is KB90WC.
Oh, good morning, David and the group. This is Robert, VK2DY. I have to go find a quiet place to talk. There's a bunch of people in the house at the moment. Yeah, a little after 11 in the morning on Sunday, and it is 18 degrees Celsius, which is 20 Celsius degrees cooler than yesterday at the same time. So that's a pretty amazing change. We had a cool front pass over, some thunderstorms, lots of rain, and it's cooled off considerably today. So we'll be back in the warmer temperatures, more seasonal temperatures, upper 80s Fahrenheit, I guess, 20, higher 20s, lower 30s by the end of the week. But at the moment, we're just sort of enjoying this little bit of cool after all the heat we had last week. We got up to 42, what was it, Thursday? I think Thursday we got up to 42, which is like 105 Fahrenheit, something like that. I forget. Maybe it's more than that. It's more like 110. But at any rate, it was warm. It was a warm one. And we're just looking forward to some normal summer here. The reset. So I was remiss last night in not wishing Southgar's a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Southgar's. Wonderful to see 11 years and going strong. Sorry, I forgot about that. At any rate, it's good to see that's going on. What else? Not much else I can think of here. I'm going to return it to Net, VK2EY, back to the group.
Okay, well, thank you, Robert. Well, currently it's 42 degrees here in Wisconsin, which is 6 centigrade, which you got there. So, but real good. Yeah, it's definitely nice to have the anniversary going on here. And thank you for checking in and your comments. I'm going to send it back to Fred, too. You can pick up a couple there. K2HA, tossing it to you there from KB90WG.
Well, thank you very much, David. Greatly appreciate that. And before we bring any more people that I see on the line, we'll get you in a second. Just a thought here. I was doing a little digging in the research here about Southgar's, and on October 28, 2007, the Southgar's, the HF, net manager gave permission to proceed with the forming of the VOIP version. And so that gave Gordon and crew the permission to go ahead and do what they wanted to do, and they had gathered a massive database of every Echolink ham east of the Mississippi River, their emails. Well, emails went out to all of them. And you know, sometimes you're a little bit skittish about responding to an email that comes back to you, but this email popped up from K8SEM, and basically it just said, contact me if you want to make this work, and talk to me, and I'll, in a few minutes, after we check a few people in, Gordon can say what that was all about. K8SEM was the guy that helped so much to put the connection in place. All right, this is SouthCars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. Saturday evening, Rad 2 on the anniversary here. John, WN4V, down in Bradenton, Florida, are you available?
K2HA, WN4V. Fred, if you called me before, XYL was speaking to me and I didn't hear you, so I apologize. I'm available. It's currently 62 degrees here, and the temperatures, as Gordon said, are going to get a little nippy here in the evenings for a while, at night for a while, which means I'll drag out the blanket and maybe even turn on the heat. As far as my day-to-day goes, I have been working D-Star, and just relaxing, watching several DVDs I have of the old Twilight Zone series, and that's what I've done today. Had a good lunch. Back to you, K2HAWN4V.
Well, thank you so much, John, for stopping by, and glad that you're with us tonight on this anniversary. And there's some very interesting things that in the history of SouthCars. One of the things I learned today, because I didn't know it, that the HF version of SouthCars, going way, way back, they didn't keep good records. It was, you know, and so they just don't exist anymore. That was back before computers, and you know, people were just sending letters back and forth, and you know how they get lost and stuff like that. But that's what happened. That was very interesting, and before we get Gordon on the line here, I want to see if KC3FOI, Trucker Tom, has a chance to check in. This is Fred, K2HA.
Hey, good evening, guys. This is Kilo Charlie 3, Foxtrot Oscar India. Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, and we're up here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's about 46 degrees. We're just kicking back watching the football game, and I'm too lazy to get downstairs and put the radio on. So I was just kind of messing around with Echolink, stumbled across you guys there, and wanted to wish you a happy anniversary. I keep hearing it's you guys' anniversary, so happy anniversary. And since I said that, my wife's looking at me saying I better not forget ours. But I just want to say howdy do to everybody there, and I just want to sit back and listen for a little.
Okay, Tom, have you taken advantage of one of our free memberships where you get the email notifying you of when the nets are?
No, sir. I really didn't know anything about it. I was kind of messing around with the Echolink here on my phone. Like I said, I stumbled across you guys. How you go about doing that? I get a newsletter from the 72.2, that Rag2Net, on 40 meter. When I get down and play HF from time to time. But how you go about doing that with you guys?
Well, it's real easy. That's all we need is a good email address, of course, your call letters, and the day and the month of your birthday, not the year. Day and month of the birthday. So you can do it right now over the air if you wish, or if your email address is up to date on QRZ, that's good enough. Or you could go to our website, scarsvoip.com, and join on that. It's real easy. It's a lot of fun, and it's a powerful, great website. Tremendous amount of information. And And, of course, the net here, a tremendously good group of guys and gals. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, you can hit me through QRZ if you'd like. If you got a pen and paper, it's I can give it to you. We're here over the thing, too. It's bikerdrc@gmail.com. So it'll be Bravo, India, Kilo, Echo, Romeo, Delta, Romeo, Charlie @gmail.com.
Okay, and the day and the month of your birthday?
That would be March 27th.
Okay, I have March 27th. Okay, very good. And you said that that email address is on QRZ. So we'll check that out. And I'm right out here outside Philly myself. I'm in Broomall, Pennsylvania. So glad to have you aboard and be looking forward to talking to you again soon. All right. I better get Dale. KC7YFE, Dale in Roseburg, Oregon. Would you like to say hello?
Well, top of the evening there to you, Fred. K2HA and that controller is KC7YFE. We're sitting here in very windy Roseburg at the moment. We're expecting some rain here not too long, about anywhere from about 50 to 60%. It's like 58 degrees here. So it's in the 50s, but it's rather windy out there at the moment. So kind of sitting inside and enjoying a little bit of heat by the wood stove and just chilling out here and, watching the day go by and trying to check in on as many nets as I can and, doing what I can to stay in contact with everyone. I want to thank you for your service today. I really don't have any further traffic today, so I'll hand it back to you there and let you get some more of these, get some more check-ins here. K2HA from K7YFE, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Dale. Just always glad to have you come by, which is quite often. Thank you very much. And so I am going to hand off the net hosting over there to David and give him the job of asking Gordon, what in the world is this about K8SEM? Okay, David, take it away. Your turn.
Well, thank you, Fred, and this is KB9UWG with the 11th anniversary edition of the South Cars Evening Reg Chew. So, Gordon, KY6B, I guess we're supposed to ask you about KSEM, and what's up the story with that there? KY6B from KB9UWG.
Okay, well, thank you, Dave, and thank you, Fred. KY6V here. First of all, Fred, make a note. Would you be kind enough to, I wasn't handy when Tom gave his email address. I think it was Gmail, but I didn't get the first part of it. If you'd pass that on to me, I'll get it off to Kathy. And welcome, Tom. I do not see a email on QRZ. That's the reason I'm going to ask Fred to reinstate that for me. Let me buy a nickel here, David. I don't know where Fred's coming up with this information, but it's all good information. You know, most of this, I think, is contained in our podcast. I don't know if he got it there or in some of the other previous breaking news announcements or just where. But again, to sort of lead you up to the story, we got the permission from our net manager, John, WB4GOV, in the latter part of October of 2007 to proceed with this division startup. We then took the rest of the month of November and December, to get our act together before we had our first net, which was scheduled for January the 5th. In November, we put together a brand spanking new website with all of the stuff in it that we needed. We had formulated our operational plans. as we moved into December, we got into a high movement of PR work, trying to up announcing and making it public to one and all that this was starting up in January. And to that end, we sent emails to every active EchoLink participant, as Fred mentioned, east of the Mississippi. Let me buy a nickel. East of the Mississippi to the Atlantic, up through Canada, and as far south at that point as Key West, Florida. And that was a bunch. That was an undertaking. But we had an awful lot of very favorable responses. And the one that Fred is mentioning was I got a one-liner from this guy by the name of Sam, who was up in Michigan. And correction on the call, Fred, it was K8SN, Sierra November. I don't know where you got that other one from. And Sam said in his email, hey, if you want to do this right, contact me, period, end of quote. So I got the email, I got on the telephone, I called him. And here's the story. Let me buy one more nickel. He says, I'll tell you what, we had already made plans, incidentally, and let me back up for just a second. The way we were going to open this up is we were going to use a daisy chain group of about five EchoLink nodes tied together to give us maximum a bandwidth to cover what we wanted to cover. So Sam, when he got on the phone with me, he says, look, I've got available to me, and he was working very close with Mike, KB8ZGL, who is a part owner of a state-of-the-art internet traffic business in Michigan. He says, I've got available of a server that'll do your job for you. We can start you off with 10,000 availability positions. That is, you can have 10,000 simultaneous connections at the same time. Or if that's not enough, we can throw a switch and give you 20,000. And if that's not enough, we can even go higher. And I said, you got to be kidding me. He says, no. He says, give me the information on how you want it set up, and I'll set it up for you. And it was there on our first day, and it's been there ever since. End of story, David. KY6V, over.
Well, you know, I have truly enjoyed this day. I said, listen to the roast this morning, listen to the comments and everything else. I'm learning more about scars all the time, and proud to be part of the scars team here, so thank you, Gordon. Appreciate the comments. And like I said, it's good to know the history. That's something I'm part of, and happy to be part of the team here, so thank you. Okay, I'll see if there's anybody wishing to check in. And anybody have any comments or wants to say hello and wish us a happy anniversary? This is KB9EWG on the South Tower's 11th anniversary edition of the Saturday Right Tube. Anybody wish to check in, come now, please, with your suffix.
Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo. Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo. Kim.
Well, VE7PGK, Ken, good evening, and come on ahead with your comments.
I'd just like to wish everybody a belated Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, as we've been traveling for the last 3 weeks. We were in the province VE6 land, Alberta, visiting family and down into bottom end of British Columbia, right on the Montana border, so... We did have access to internet, but the grandkids take priority. So I'd like to thank Gordon for everything he does, and Fred, You guys have kept this thing going for a long time, boy, I'll tell you. Anyways, it's about minus 3 degrees Celsius here in Prince George today, so what's that, about 2 degrees, 2, 3 degrees Fahrenheit. And we had about 3 inches of snow. Just give me a second here. We had about 3 inches of powdered snow overnight, and the night before we had about a foot and a half. So it's all done, taken care of in the driveway. The snow plows were down the street today, so life is good. So we'll turn it back over to, I don't know, you know, I better clean these glasses. KB9, Echo W or Echo Whiskey Golf, David, BE7, Papa Golf Kilo.
Okay, well, good evening to you, Ken. Thank you for your comments, and thank you for coming by. It's a great pleasure having you this evening. And as I said, this day has been an education experience for me here, being part of South Cars. Learning some of its history and hearing some voices from the past here. So thank you so much there, Ken. Okay, I'm going to send it back to Fred so he can pick up his half. It's kind of interesting having co-hosts tonight. Fred and I are taking turns and hosting the show. So Fred, K2HA, sending it back to you there, my friend, from KB9EWG.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, David, and we're glad to have everybody checking in here. Those from down in Australia, those over in England and in Canada, thank you all very, very much. Greatly appreciate that. And everybody listening who hasn't checked in yet, and we'd love to hear from Jesse down there in Savannah, Georgia. KK4ASA. Jesse, how are you doing today?
Well, good evening, Fred, and good evening to everybody else who's tuned in on the conference. Yep, this is Jesse down in Savannah, Georgia, and I'm doing pretty good, Fred. Thank you very much. The wife and children are doing fine, and grandkids are fine, and I'm coming along from my problem. Slowly but surely, so that's a lot of encouraging signs. So all things are good today. It was about 70 degrees here in Savannah. That might make some listeners a little bit jealous, I don't know. But it's been nice for us. It's about 70 degrees, which is kind of actually warm for this time of year. Breezy, but no clouds, no rain or anything like that. And I was listening in, Fred, when you mentioned, when you first opened up the net, reference to the conversation as to whether or not digital radio is still ham radio. Excuse me. And it was interesting because I was on DMR earlier today, and I was talking with one ham, and we raised the same question. We weren't really debating about it, but we just made some observances about how people feel. And I understand what you said, that our job as hams is to enhance and provide communication. If in the event of some unusual emergency that the internet is out, a lot of digital radio is not going to work. So there's always a place for HF radio, or for that matter, UHF, VHF, you know, point-to-point, whatever. So I think the argument sometimes is kind of specious about which is better than another one. Each mode has its own purposes. So that's what I got for today. I wish everybody else a good evening, and I'll pass it back to you, Fred, K2HA from KK4ASA.
Okay, thank you very much there, Jesse, for checking in. We greatly appreciate that. And may the Lord bless you and give you all the healing you need in your body, okay? We're just celebrating this anniversary here, 11 years with South Cars, VOIP, and we want to thank, of course, Gordon KY6E for all the effort that he has put in to make this happen, and he still does that. And so many other people, you know, their first board of directors and support staff in the second year, and that was in 2009, they had over 30 people in the support staff of Echolink, the OIP, the Southcars version of it. And while I just think that was fantastic, so many hams came forward, and Jesse just wanted to say, you know, I was reading all those arguments about how people were saying it might not be ham radio, and they were talking about, an energy pulse that would wipe out transmissions and everything like that, and one guy said, in case of war, I'm not going to worry about communicating, I'm just going to try to be safe. But we need every single type of communications, because if one gets interrupted, then we as ham radio operators can use the other. And so it is best to have them all available to you. At least that's my opinion. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, and going down to my former hometown, in Winter Springs, Florida, Mark, K5NO.
Good evening, Fred, and good evening to the net. This is K5NO, Kilowatt 5, Nui, Ontario. The name is Mark, Maxwell for Radio Canada, and the QTH is Winter Springs, Florida, where it's clear and 58 degrees. That's kind of high, but your place is low over there near Philadelphia, and so weather permitting. So I will wish you a happy new year. My wife and I enjoy it. We toast midnight with the ball, and next morning we woke up and said, I don't have a hangover. So, not too much over there, so I'll turn it back to you, Fred. 73s, all the best, and take care. K2HA from K5NO.
But, this is Fred, K2HA, and, I'm thinking back, and so you're real close to Hamcation there, and the Lamar's ham club that you belong to there is a co-sponsor of the Hamcation, and so the Orlando Club, Orlando Radio Club, and the Lamar's Club, they co-sponsor it. Southcars was at Hamcation once upon a time, and they had a good time there. Maybe they'll gather there again and have a meal or a celebration to celebrate this 11th anniversary, and that's coming up real soon down there in Orlando in the fairgrounds. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, with the South Cars. Saturday evening, Ragju, and, Robert down there in Australia says, just enjoy the hobby. Amen to that, Robert. All right, I'm going to pass it back to David, KB9EWG, for more comments and recheck. So, David, take over, please.
Well, you got it, Fred. I got a couple of comments here myself I want to toss in here first. You're talking about this argument about VoIP not being radio and everything else there. I just was reading something the other day. I've been reading up and learning about DMR. I just ordered my first DMR radio a couple of days ago. It should be here Monday. So I'll be getting a DMR radio here. Then I'll be eventually be getting a hotspot. Okay, The argument is, if the internet goes down, DMR will probably go down. Well, that may be true. But that's not all I rely on either. It's another part of the hobby, another aspect I want to enjoy and have fun with. But as far as, when the stuff really hits the fan, as far as communications goes, I've got a full HF rig set up. I've got plenty of analog hanging talkies. You know, and plenty of battery power. I've got a QRP radio HF. So I mean, I've got the communications. If things go down, you know, I've got backup. You know, that's just something. It's just something I want to get out and try and enjoy. So it's not all gloom and gum. Gloom with ham radio. Yeah, we train for disasters, emergency communications, and I'm prepared. But we also have other aspects we want to enjoy with the hobby. So if digital and VoIP is your thing, get out and enjoy it there. Don't let the gloom and glums, stop you from enjoying the hobby, that's for sure. This is KB9EWG with the South Cars Saturday Evening Rag 2, the 11th Anniversary Edition. Looking for any more comments, check-ins, whatever else, if somebody wants to come in and recheck, say anything else, come ahead, please, with your suffix.
Comment, VE7, Papa Golf Kilo.
Ken, VE7PGK, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, I just would like to say that 15 years ago when I got my license, our instructor was all about HF. We got an HF set up here. We have antennas coming out my yin-yang. And I probably haven't been on HF in, 6 months, 8 months. I think Echolink is an excellent thing, IRLPs, especially for people that are getting up in their age. They move into homes or into condos that they can't have antennas. You still are able to contact your friends and do all the good things you want to do. So I don't believe in one point of it's all ham radio at some point. When disasters happen, we are probably the only guys that are able to switch from one mode to another mode back and forth and pass traffic and do whatever we have to do. So I think I don't honestly believe that we are going in the wrong direction. I just think we need to get younger people involved. So that's my comment. The E7 Papa Golf Kilo returning to net control.
Well, thank you. Very valid comment. And as I said, I've got an HF setup. In fact, I've got an award-winning HF setup. I mean, I've won the DXCC, worked all states. You know, I've got many awards on my HF setup here. So, you know, I can communicate, worldwide. I also have a QRP HF setup. You know, if I need to get out with battery power, I got it. Got the batteries, got the radio, got the antennas. So if I want to get out and enjoy some digital and some VoIP, I'm going to do that, because it's another aspect of the hobby to enjoy. I enjoy Echolink. I enjoy this conference and others. In fact, I've got my own conference on Echolink. It's back up and running now. So, yeah, they can argue it's not radio and everything else all they want, but it's another aspect of amateur radio. And I enjoy it, and plenty of other people enjoy it, so why not? Like I say, I'm not going to let the naysayers and gloom and glump people stop me from enjoying the hobby. This is KB9EWG Net Control for the Saturday Evening Rec 2, the 11th Anniversary Edition. Are looking for anybody else wishing to check in or make comments? Come now, please, at this time. Well, I've got nobody coming else back to me at the moment, Fred, so I'll send it back to you and see if you can stir somebody up there. K2HA, it's your turn. KB9EWG.
Okay, thank you, David. I appreciate that. And we enjoy Echolink tremendously, and especially now when HF communication is, with the sunspot cycle, is so compromised right now. A lot of people are scrambling to do other things like FT8, and it's interesting with ham radio. But, the young people, getting them involved in ham radio, and one of the ways to do that is to go digital. And use Raspberry Pis and have them create things. And it reminds me of the time that, you know, we had, I ripped apart television sets from the streets of New York and put them together and went home and built a transmitter and receiver and way back in my youth, and tubes and, you know, transformers, and just watch out for that high voltage tube, boy, I tell you. One time I wasn't very careful and I went flying across the room as it discharged into me. I learned that those television, the old tubes, boy, I tell you, they have a wallop. This is Fred, K2HA, with the South Cars Saturday evening rag chew. We're coming toward the end. And so I am wanting to touch base with KY6V and of course say hello to Kathy down there. Nobody has mentioned her yet on this net, but she's our net manager, and so we thank her so much for her time that she puts in, and that's just fantastic. And we're very pleased that Gordon found such a lovely lady to to work with him, and she's a teacher down there in Port St. Lucie. Gordon, when I was researching the South Cars in the second year, there were nets galore. There was a Euro-Asian net, there was a Pacific net, there was a swap thing, and...
Okay, guys and gals, so he'll be back in a minute. It looks like he timed out, although I see his system still connected. Fred, are you back with us?
Amen, brother. My question was... what happened to the Euro-Pacific net, the swap meet, and things like that? You want to say what happened to that? That was all going in the second year of the net. This is Fred, K2HA. What a way to start the new year timing out. And I haven't done that in years. This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, I'm going to send you a 2019 purple crystal for that. KY6V. Well, it was time and tide. Those were interesting days. We had an Australian net. We had an intercontinental net. Which is still going in the form of the SSIN, and a AsiaNet, and so on. They were scattered through the week. We had one net on a Monday night, and we had another net on a Wednesday night, and then I think we had yet a third net on a Tuesday night, and then our normal get-together nets on the weekend. As things went along, we started into running into trouble of manning the nets. We just didn't have enough NCS participation to keep it rolling orderly. So we elected to try and consolidate. Our first move was to bring them out of the week's foundation and stick them in the weekend foundation. Let me buy a nickel here. And we did that. We sort of filled up additional hours on Saturday and on Sunday. And then as things went along, the activity was not as promising as we had hoped for. So we started to narrow it down and through a matter of attrition, we're at where we are right now. I guess that'll answer that question for you. Before you get out of here tonight, I need an email for KC3FOI, please, sir. KY6V, over.
I will be sending that to you subsequently, and I'll talk to you about that. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, and let's see, why don't you pick it up, David, and see if there's any more check-ins for tonight. Over to KB9EWG.
Well, thank you, Fred, and you're definitely a veritable source of information there, some good information there, Fred. Let's see, I've learned a lot about self cars today, so... appreciate the lessons. Thank you so much. This is KB9EWG with the 11th anniversary Saturday evening right shoe. Looking for anybody else wishing to check in, recheck, comments. Anybody else wish to check in, come now at this time and bring your suffix, please. This is KB9EWG.
Yes, this is KD8OAH. Michael? And I live two blocks down from David, so I lead a very sheltered life. Back to Net Control.
Well, hi there, neighbor. It's David running Net. Good evening to you there, Michael. Nice to hear you. Come back with your comments there. Anything you want to add to the Net? This is the South Cars 11th anniversary today, and... this is the Saturday Evening Right Chew. I'm co-hosting with Fred, K2HA. So, KD8OH, come back with your comments, please.
Ah, well, let's see. I'm sitting here with the neck brace on, watching the playoffs. Yeah, that's what you do a lot after a surgery, is you pretend you're going to go to a nursing home someday, so you watch as much CNN or whatever you can. At least I have the breakup of the football games. Hey. I've come into South Cars before, off and on, over the years and that. And just one comment about that war of attrition type thing. You know, I see the same thing happening in the motorcycle world, where people are going, where are all the young kids? Why aren't they riding motorcycles? And I keep telling them, you know what? You can go on the internet and see things now instead of having to eat dust and go on a bone shaker type motorcycle cross country. That adventurous spirit of being out there seems to be trilling down. And it's sad, but we got to plug along and do best we can and try to keep people interested in radio and such like that. So. All right, David, I'll throw it back to you. This is KD8OAH from beautiful La Crosse, Wisconsin, and it was a fine, fine day today. So here we go.
Yeah, it was nice and sunny out, and when I had Cole out doing his thing, I definitely enjoyed the weather outside there. Thank you, Michael, for your check-in and your participation. And, as you said, eat dust and avoid smiling so you don't get no bugs in the teeth there. Well, thanks for your participation, Mike. Good evening to you, and we'll talk to you soon, my neighbor. This is KB9EWG Net Control with the Saturday Evening Right Chew, the 11th Anniversary Edition. Looking for anybody else wishing to check in or recheck their comments. If you wish to check in, come now, please. Well, Fred, I guess I'm not as good at shaking them out of the woodwork as you are. So I'll send it back to you, and you can pick it up and see what you might be able to shake out of the woods. K2HA from KB9EWG.
Okay, very good, David. Thank you very much. Well, I think we've come to the end for tonight. We don't want to wear out everyone because we want them to come back tomorrow night for the second edition of the anniversary weekend, the 11th. Anniversary birthday party for South Cars, and more information tomorrow night. We're not done yet. And so please check in with us tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And stay around, and we'd love to have you. And VK2DY says, Scars needs DMR. Okay, that's an interesting concept. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Any more comments before we read the closing words?
Six, Victor.
Okay, Gordon. Please say hello to your beautiful bride
there. Yeah, I just want to jump back in and comment on your earlier comment. I've talked with her a couple of times. She's quite busy at the moment packing. She'll be flying back home tomorrow. Gets on her first flight. Supposed to take off around 10:40 in the morning from Travis City. And then she's got a change of planes in O'Hare. She couldn't get directly to West Palm, so she's going to be coming from O'Hare to North Carolina. And from North Carolina to West Palm, she's due in just a little bit before 6, at least at the airport, and then there's an hour drive to get her back home. So that's the story. Okay, on the email, I'll wait on that regarding Tom's entry for the roster. And thank you for the program, sir. K2HA from KY6B.
Okay, thank you, Gordon. Yeah, every time you mention Kalkaska and Traverse City up there in that part of Michigan, that's the upper part of the Lower Peninsula. I remember one time, it was the summer, it was August, maybe early September, I went diving for Petoskey stones up there into the water off of the upper, lower peninsula into the lake, and I got a number of them, but let me tell you, that water is cold. It made a difference. It was near summer, but my body was just about frozen from that water. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Let me reset. This has been South Card, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service Saturday Evening Rag Chew, the VOIP version. Now, net schedules and general information may be found on scarsvoip.com, that information-packed website with all the goodies in it. Your net host for this session has been Fred and David, K2HA, and KB9EWG. We're saying 73 to you and closing this VOIP session. Thank you for your participation, your presence, your kind consideration for others, and for being part of South Cars. This net is now closed, and the network facilities are returned to normal operations, and K2HA will be clear.
7-3 all, happy anniversary to Scars from KB9EWG. Thank you for participating this evening. And Fred, thank you for co-hosting with me, KB9EWG.
Okay, very good, David. And thank you. I appreciate that. A blessed weekend to everyone. Blessed New Year. And a great future for South Cars as it goes forward into its next decade. This is Fred, K2HA. See you all tomorrow night on South Cars.